Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
A few days left in the top job?
A few days left, yes.
How are you going to feel when you hand over the keys and the jacket?
It's going to be very weird for a little while, but I know it's all in good hands and look forward to what the future brings for our council and our city.
Am I allowed to ask? Thoughts on results? Did it go the way you thought it would, or are you quite surprised?
We know who the mayor and the deputy mayor are. The current deputy mayor, Alison Jarman, is our new mayor.
Yep.
And Stacey Sheehan has been elected as deputy mayor. So she just has to now, they both just now have to get ticked off as councillors. And then the formal process can begin, which will be a formal process here at Devonport on the, I think it's the 10th of November.
Wow.
And that'll be it.
That'll be it. Curtains for you. You'll be able to kick up the feet for a while.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about a couple of upcoming events over summer. Devonport is hosting Symphony on the Waterfront. This is pretty cool.
Oh, we're very excited about that. We've been... I guess it's been on our wish list for quite some time to bring the symphony orchestra to the coast and to Devonport in particular. So it'll be a great way to really launch what the waterfront can do as far as big events.
Now, we've seen Symphony of the Stars, quite a big success in Launceston, and it's great to have, I guess, a similar event right here on the coast.
Yeah, look, as I said, it's something that's been on our wish list for quite some time. So we're really excited to have finally been able to pull it off and really look forward to being able to show off that waterfront space, but also bring the amazing Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra to the coast.
It is looking fantastic down there at the moment, isn't it?
It's
going to be amazing when all that grass is fully grown and the sunshine finally decides to come out.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's really starting to be able to see what it's going to look like. And as you said, once some of that grass starts to really grow and we can have a really nice sunny days and see what it's going to look like, it'll be fabulous.
And the Novotel has made itself right at home there?
They have, very much so.
And they're supporting this too, aren't they?
They are. They are supporting
Symphony. That is great. So you've seen a lot of change over the last 4 years in Devonport. You've seen it grow.
There's been a lot going on, yes. Lots of really good things and lots of things coming to fruition councils over the last few years have been working on. These things don't just happen overnight.
We don't
just wake up one morning and think, oh, let's spend, you know.
But people do think that. It's like, no, it's not. It's a bigger machine than that.
It's taken a long time to come to fruition and really exciting to see that happening and you know, it'll continue to happen. Investment in Devonport is at an all-time high. We've seen the new development about to happen in the next few months at the Homemaker Centre, the new...
It's a $40 million investment.
It's a huge project.
On our back doorstep, yeah.
So lots going on.
That's going to be a supermarket, convenience stores.
Yeah, a few little shops, but mostly based on the supermarket and they've obviously done their homework and can see that we need a third supermarket.
Yeah, because that'll be Woolworths brand one, won't it,
yes, at this stage? Yes, they've said that, yeah. So, look, it's all going in a positive direction and all of those things give people opportunity to work.
Yeah.
Give our young people jobs and opportunities and in a range of jobs. So that's all positive for us as well.
And that's what we really don't touch on so much is the flow-on effect. Like so many people benefit from just that one thing. You know, that's a $40 million investment there and no doubt with inflation and whatnot, that'll probably go up over the coming years. But you've got the development of the old showgrounds going ahead. Well, it's one step closer anyway this week.
Yeah, look, and all of those things, you know, there takes people to build it and then work in it and gives a whole range of job opportunities and it's all really important for us to be able to do that for our community and continue to give people who want to work the opportunity to do so in a range of jobs and careers.
Devonport Food Festival, that's done for the year?
Just about. We've got a couple of events over the weekend, a couple of sort of the bigger events that'll finish off. We've got Living Lightly Expo at the Community Garden next to Devonport Community House tomorrow. And it's a great opportunity for our community to learn about all sorts of sustainable opportunities around your garden, around recycling, around... we've even got Bicycle Networks Tasmania who are coming to talk about using your bike as transport, not just as fun, and all of those things. So that's even Beekeepers Association will be talking about how to keep a beehive, which people seem to have renewed interest in just in the last little while. So that's tomorrow.
I love that we had a news story on earlier today saying that bees are more intelligent than we thought. They have fun. They set up a little, I don't know what it was, wasn't there, but apparently bees can play with a ball for fun.
Who knew?
And then they said it gives a new insight into how complex a bee's brain. Have you seen what these animals do? Of course they've got complex brains.
Yes, well, that's right. You probably didn't need to have a grant and a science.
Probably not.
A project to figure out that they're pretty clever.
Yeah, exactly.
And we need them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another important
And then
point
on
too.
Sunday is Spring Fling at
Spring
the
Fling. And that's free, isn't it?
Yes. Both events are free to go to. So just, rug up and go out and see what our communities, what's happening over the weekend. Lots of things to do.
Forecast says a sunny start to Sunday. Good. Then possible showers in the afternoon. So
we've kind of got used to that.
Oh, I know, right? It's ridiculous. You can go to devonportfoodandwine.com.au for all of the events coming up to round out the month. I reckon this is the last time we're going to chat in this capacity.
Well,
so
probably will
is there
be.
Anything else you want to squeeze in before you head on out?
I guess just thank the community for the huge privilege that I've had over the last, particularly the last 4.5 years as mayor. It's been a privilege, and I don't take it for granted. And I thank the community for the trust they've put in me, and I look forward to what the next council will bring.
Yeah, yeah, and especially as Devonport continues to grow into the future.
Exactly.
Well, we're seeing it, though. The evidence everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
happy to see it as now as part of the community.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time over the last 4.5 years. It's been fantastic. And on that note, you have a great weekend. Enjoy what the Devonport Food Festival has to offer for the rest of the month. And we'll chat to you sometime down the track in probably another capacity. We don't know what
Who
yet.
Who knows?
But take care. Thanks, Annette Rockliffe.
Thanks, Lee.